Welcome, everyone, to episode 10 of the Mozo Media Music Podcast. I'm Craig Higdon, and with me is...
Josh Lawrence, a.k.a. JJ Sonic.
Hey, when am I going to get a neat a.k.a.?
Well, you need to... you have one for the High Country Lowlifes, our country band, which hardly ever makes a song, but...
That's true.
What is your name in that? I've forgotten.
I believe it was Stompin' Jim Hambone.
Yes, that's it. That's it. We'll have to do a High Country Lowlife song for the next podcast because it's been
we should. It's been far too long.
Yes.
So every episode we bring you some new original music, whether indie rock, ambient, experimental, or that high country moonshine madrigals we were just talking about.
That's true. And as well as new stuff, we often drag a few lo-fi gems out of the closet. And we also feature a report from Sub Brilliant News, courtesy of the ever sarcastic and satiric Tom Merritt.
That's right. And we've got lots of goodies for you this time, including a Devo cover from Chicago band Mexican Cheerleader, and a custom song involving water and reggae, plus a bunch of new stuff from Auricular Records.
But before we get to all of that, let me remind you that you can find us online at www.mozomedia.com/music, and you can email us at music@mozomedia.com.
Perfect. First up, we have a new song by the New Old Men.
Yes, the New Old Men is the duo of myself and Carl Eifrig, and this new song is called The Fuzzy Couch.
Stealing from the plates, the almost great, faking the loss of a soul. And in control, cut the ties that bind you to who I used to be. Return the designer pictures he nailed across the sea. As one he lives for, and he'll pinch your greedy hand, tussle your hair. Don't you understand? Not so sane.
Next up, we have a new track from Auricular Records. This is Pulang Kakanda Bulan by Space Gambus Experiment.
Yes, this band is from Malaysia, and the track is off Auricular Audio Magazine 15, and it's also found on Space Gambus Experiment's first CD. The Auricular Audio Magazine is a regular compilation CD that Alan Herrick of Auricular Records puts out. And this is a really interesting kind of combination of an acoustic ethnic instrument with synthesizer backings. And it sort of sounds like an anthem maybe for a microstate that might be emerging somewhere. I don't know.
Somewhere in deep space, perhaps.
Yes. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
It almost could have sounded like interstitial music for like the intergalactic Olympics.
Yes, that too. I could see that with slow motion pics of some of the athletes coming out in different environments.
Bob Costas explaining why the best long jumpers are from Jupiter.
Yes, the unfair advantage some of them have. They have to have weights put on them to even the playing field. But yeah,
so Josh,
what did you think of the, because the instrument being played was similar to a mandolin. I thought you might, you know, enjoy that because of your mandolin experiments.
Oh no, yeah, it's a great piece. It definitely has a hollower sound. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been meaning to get more into actually making electronic music with the kind of acoustic stuff. So it's definitely along the lines of what I'm interested in.
Cool, excellent.
So up next we have a song request, right, Josh?
Yes, this is something where you guys, the listeners, can participate in our podcast. You can request to have a custom song made for you. You email us at music@mozomedia.com and give us the title of your song and what you'd like it to sound like, and we might pick it to transform into an actual song to feature on the podcast.
And so do we have one coming up?
Yes, we have...
This song executive produced by Brianne Cato.
So Brianne requested a song titled Pete the Algae Eating Aquarium Fish to be done in the style of reggae. She said he's important since my black goldfish Skeletor died and now he's all alone. And then I asked if the song should have a tragic cast because of that. And she said, no, actually, Pete couldn't care less about Skeletor. Actually, I think he likes not dealing with the poop. So,
yeah, I know when I'm eating a salad or something, which I guess is the analog to him eating the algae in the aquarium, I also prefer to have less poop.
To have poopless salad. That's a good rule overall. So,
you know, whether or not I'd play it off against the eternal loneliness that Pete could be feeling about it, you know,
right? I think he's dealing with solitude well. I think he's enjoying it. At least that's how Carl actually did this song, and he had a help from a friend of his who added some percussion. But Carl's interpretation definitely was that Pete was proud of his new solitary domain. Let's take a listen.
Yeah.
Not sure what Bob Marley would say about that, but I know for a fact that Sting would have loved that song.
That's a fair judgment.
I have no doubt. Bob Marley, I try not to put myself in his shoes too much. You know, those are too big to fill, but Sting would have loved that.
Well, the young Sting, at least. Days he might be reggae. What's that?
So up next, this is what we've been waiting for on this one. Mexican Cheerleader, right?
Yes, this is a Chicago band. Carl actually plays with them now, but this is a song from before Carl joined them. He's played it live with them, but he's very fond of this Devo cover, as well he should be. Let's take a little listen. Awesome. Now from Wiggly World to News of the World, some brilliant news.
From around the world and around the block, this is some brilliant news. I'm Greg Whitney. Apple's new product, the iPad, unveiled today to great astonishment as people found out it was really a flat computer made to resemble the iPod Touch. Many folks thought it was going to be some sort of cure for cancer or possibly an angelic visitation from a divinity beyond our knowing. Folks were very disappointed, but still turned out in droves to spend from $500 to $800 for their disappointment. Executive producers Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse broke down in tears on their official Lost podcast yesterday, admitting to the fans that they have no idea how to wrap up the mysteries of the island or any of the characters on the hit ABC show. "We've been making it all up as we go along," bemoaned Cuse. "There was never a plan," he said. "There were never even writers. We made up those guys, too, and hired out-of-work actors to play them." Lindelof then described how J.J. Abrams had fed them the initial mysteries of the pilot and told them not to worry about wrapping up the show or answering any of the mysteries because he thought they'd get canceled after a few years anyway and they could blame ABC for lingering questions. When that didn't happen, Cuse and Lindelof lobbied ABC to agree to a limit to the seasons. Cuse said, "We knew we couldn't pull this off forever. We figured setting a deadline would force us to come up with some answers. But it isn't working," according to Lindelof, who said, "We've started writing the final episode, and so far all we've done is invent 5 new characters and create a new device called orthogonal flashes. We're in panic mode." Some fans have suggested crowdsourcing the idea. One fan, JJ Sonic, on a discussion forum said, "They could just pick some of the more plausible workable theories from Lostopedia. It would make as much sense as what they've done so far." And that's Sabrilliant News for this day.
So this next one up, it's from the vaults?
Yes, this is a 4-track recording from Houston in the early 90s, the band Pookie. It's really scary that it's now, this song is like 16 years old or something, but
you shouldn't count those things.
It happens sometimes, and then I become very, very scared. But yes, let's ignore all that and take a listen.
Cause I made a margarine. I'm so
next, we have the Golden Elixir of Immortality. Now, this is a collaboration between Nook Swamika and Voice of the Eye, right?
Yes, this is from the CD Fire of the Unitive Path, which is just released. These two bands have collaborated before, but this is their newest offering. Thank you. really liked how the female vocals got caught in the, you know, the sweeps of the ambient music in that one.
Oh, definitely. So finally, we have Tender Mackin' by Avijit.
Yes, this is another of Avijit's improvised pop songs. Let's give it a spin. It was Tinder.
Well, that about wraps it up for this episode of Mozo Media Music. Remember to email us at music@mozomedia.com with song requests and comments, and visit our website at www.mozomedia.com/music. Hey, we should be back in about a month with new songs and fulfilled song requests.
Yep. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and see you in a month.